This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com. It's December 7th, and on this day in 1980, the San Francisco 49ers pulled off one of the biggest comebacks in NFL history. It was week 14 of the season, and the 49ers were playing at home in Candlestick Park against the 0-13 New Orleans Saints. The Niners were not quite the team they would become in the 80s. Under second-year head coach Bill Walsh, San Francisco was 5-8 coming into this game, but playing a winless Saints team, or as their fans had started calling them, the Aints, the Niners did not figure there was too much to be concerned about. However, Saints quarterback Archie Manning came out firing, throwing 3 touchdown passes in the first half, and the Saints defense, the worst in the league at that point, kept rookie QB Joe Montana and the Niner offense out of the end zone. The only score San Francisco could muster in the first 30 minutes of play was a Freddie Solomon 57-yard punt return for a touchdown. The Saints took a 35-7 lead to the locker room at halftime. The 49ers could hear the New Orleans players laughing and singing down the hall. Walsh told his team they're laughing at you, but did not fill them with any false hope, telling the guys, "I don't know if we can come back and win or not, but you can't play any worse." The Niners got back to basics in the second half. After a Montana sneak from a yard out to get the scoring started, Joe Cool threw touchdown passes to Dwight Clark and Freddie Solomon. And then late in the fourth, Montana handed the ball to Linville Elliott, who weaved his way 7 yards for the touchdown to tie the game at 35, eventually sending the game into overtime. After halting the Saints on their overtime possession, Montana drove the Niners down the field, setting up the 36-yard game-winning field goal by Ray Wershing to complete the comeback, giving San Francisco the win 38-35. It was the biggest comeback in NFL history until 1993, when Buffalo overcame a 32-point deficit to beat the Houston Oilers in the playoffs. Also on this day in 1939, Lou Gehrig was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame less than 7 months after retiring from baseball following his ALS diagnosis. And in 1985, Bo Jackson won the Heisman Trophy. That's all for today. More tomorrow on This Day in Sports History.
Hey there, sports history fans.
We've got some exciting news to share with you. 6 of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast. No Nonsense Old School Weightlifting History is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast. When Football Was Football is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast. Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you gotta do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote, cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all 6 of them. Again, every vote counts, and we gotta show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait. You got to go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.